Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is the parable of the wise and foolish virgins from Matthew chapter 25. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, send forth your Son, we pray, to lead home his bride, the church, that with all the company of the redeemed, we may finally enter into his eternal wedding feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let your light so shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So said our Lord in the Sermon on the Mount. But the virgins don't look too shiny, sleeping in the middle of the night, as they are depicted here in our text. On earth their works were not thought wise, the hymn exclaims. By all appearances, the faith of the wise and the faith of the foolish appeared to be the same. You couldn't tell the wise from the foolish as they slumbered in death. But there is a difference. The Christian here on earth lives and breathes and struggles through life just like everyone else. But by the grace of God, you have the one thing needful. God in his mercy has given you the oil of gladness, faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. That faith points you upward toward heaven. It means that no matter what you do here in this life, there is always one ear cocked, listening for the trumpet. There is a part of you that sits every day and wonders, is it today? Will the bridegroom come today? Will our sorrowing have an end now? We pray it every day in Christ's church, thy kingdom come. When will it be, Lord? When will you come back? We don't know the answer, of course. We don't know when the coming of the Son of God will be. It will be when we least expect it. He will come again with glory, with his holy angels going before him. They will cry out to a dying world, "Wake, awake, your King has come." What will that mean for the redeemed, the baptized into Christ that day? It means all sorrow will come to an end. It means that all the waiting and wondering and fear and heartache and anxiety and gunk of this life will be over. Our hymn exclaims that joy as follows. Zion hears the watchman singing with all her heart, with joy is springing. She wakes, she rises from her gloom, for her Lord comes down all glorious, the strong in grace, in truth victorious. Her star is risen, her light is come. Now come, thou blessed one, Lord Jesus, God's own Son. Hail, Hosanna. We enter all the wedding hall to eat the supper at thy call. There will be no second guessing that last day of our Lord. There is no place for salt lookers in Christ's kingdom like Lot's wife. Set your eyes upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Like the virgins in our text, the oil is yours. God freely gives it. But it is yours at that last day and yours alone. You cannot believe for another. God will not share your heart with anyone else. You are his and his alone. The things of this life cannot hold you, dearly baptized. If they hold you down, they will shackle you to the earth. They will keep you from looking up to the rising sun, who comes with healing in his wings. This is what we mean we might call our approach here in this life for the church as one of holy indifference to the world. It means receiving and rejoicing what God has given you, but it means not letting those things which God has given you on earth overshadow the great thing that he gives you in eternal life. Practicing charity and love toward the neighbor means confessing that because Christ is coming again, the things of this life cannot hold us back. They cannot hold you down. For if they do, there is great danger in losing the oil of gladness as we try to hold on and judge all the things of this life in our hands. The last day will be here soon. I don't know how soon. There will come a day when all of the evil of this life will pass by as a dream. The day is coming when amen is the only word that will really make sense at all. The evil of this place will be gone. Luther put it this way: deliver us from evil. What does this mean? We pray in this petition, in summary, that our Father in heaven would rescue us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation. And finally, when our last hour comes, give us a blessed end and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. So rejoice this day, dearly beloved. When your last hour comes, be it today, tomorrow, next week, 50 years or more, God will give you a blessed end. And because you are his child, holy, baptized, a part of the family, he has given you the oil of gladness. You are ready. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen.